All right, let's call this meeting to order. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Deer Springs Ranch Board Meeting for June. Glad everybody could make it. We're going to go ahead and start with a prayer. I've asked John to say the prayer, and then we'll take roll call.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be here today. It's such a beautiful day it is. We're thankful for this day and this beautiful ranch we have here. We're thankful that we have the stewardship to try to make the right decisions for the operation of this ranch and keep going with the church. This time we would invite Thy Spirit. Thy Spirit will be with us and lead us. All each have a clear mind and a clear heart and help do a good job to take care of this place and give all of one mind and a good spirit. So thank you for this, and we ask you to bless this meeting in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. Mariah, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody that's on the phone, please identify yourself so we can get you in the meeting minutes for the roll call.
Dash Green, 156.
Byron Schimpf, Lot 82.
Michael Jordison, Lot 67.
Wayne Jensen, Lot 284.
Anybody else on the phone? Can you guys all hear us all right from on in phone land?
Yeah.
Yes, loud and clear.
Perfect. All right. Let's go around here and physically present. Each of you tell us your name and what lot you're associated with so Mariah can get it all down. Hey, let's start with you.
John Pomos, 117. Paul Ball, 16 on Michigan.
Sandy Jose, 107.
All right, and then we've got, let's see, five members of the board, Brad, Larry, Barry, Joe, John, and we're missing Bill and Kathy, looks like. All right, first order of business is to review the meeting minutes from the last meeting. For those of you who are here, our last meeting was held telephonically only to take care of some voting matters that we handled. I've reviewed the minutes that Mariah sent out, and I didn't see anything that needs to be changed. Does anyone have anything that they feel like needs to be changed or amended or dealt with or discussed to the meeting minutes or the last meeting?
I'd just like to add on my comments that those five or six items have been listed out.
So, they listed out, Brad, you need like bullet points. You want each topic bullet points
out? Yeah, I just wanted my reasons to explain to the members that they received the benefits of why I was opposed.
I'll explain
to you. This is the large purchases that we've made, including the restoration of the ranch house and cabin stuff. You could add culverts. Top of our culverts to that.
Mariah, are you clear on what five items you want from Brad mentioned, want listed?
Well, if you mentioned them, I'm sure you mentioned them in there, so I can pull them out. So I have to
I can give you a list in 10 seconds after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. With the addition of those bullet points, you
can are there any other changes to the meeting minutes last week? Right.
Happy to hear about a change. actually do make, which is clarified in item 4 for radio for the powder. There's a part that I put on there, radio, to keep the number using the cap. We just wanted to clarify to the same as it is before, that it's two members using the cap, not each member. Each member may be using the cap.
Okay, with those adjustments, anybody want to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
Meeting minutes.
Second?
No, second.
All right, all right.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Yo.
Well, looking pretty good. We've collected almost 80% of our dues. Checking accounts up to 111,158. Savings, they got 34,835, and in the other savings, they got 2753. They're looking really good, no problems. Everything seems to be going smooth, unless Brian's got something different. Okay. That's all I got, except for what Mariah got for the normal meeting.
Okay. Just as a report as far as the stuff, I don't know if it's a nice place, but I'm going to bring it up. Cap inspections were completed, as everyone knows, and bill has been paid, and that was collect money, right, Mariah, from my dad. So that was done, paid. I don't know whether we want to, at some point in time, he had budgeted, I think, $6,000 for cabin inspections, and we spent $2,000. I don't know whether we want to, or Kathy wants to approach him saying, we completed inspections, now will you allow us to use the other $4,000 for cabin repairs that are identified on the list? That's what I would do. But cabins isn't my area, so that's just a suggestion. Anyway, I wanted to report that they've been, the bills come in and been paid, so it zeroes out. All right, Mariah.
The only additional thing I have to add is, as of today's date, the past two accounts that were being collected, we had 5. We now only have 2 that are past due. And I just want to take a minute and just update you all, and especially the board, on the process. With Clarkson and Associates versus Jenkins, it has been so successful, it has been so simplified, and it's been a great success with using Clarkson and Associates to collect on these things. So wanted to throw that out there too. And then, I know we're going to talk about cabinets coming up, but in regards to cabin reservations, we're right on track for reservations this year since the last year. Cabinetry has been a loss this season, and so I'm excited we're going to discuss about that later. And then there's a lot of people who have expressed excitement about getting to use cabin 7. We'll have a little bit of split. As soon as it's open, let me know. Okay, so that's exciting. Other than that, I invited you to P&L so that you can see how the budget looks. Those of you who have specific areas where money has been spent, I provided you a breakdown of the budget. Standing, I believe today I only provided to Brad and Joe as being the only ones that there is that money has been spent. So, I don't have anything else to add unless the board has
any questions for Maya on the budget.
I have one for Brad. Sorry, go ahead.
That question.
I think that it was a clerical error.
Okay.
It's been changed. Larry, do we have a fiscal coming? I haven't seen one yet.
It's in the works. We rescheduled delivery 3 times because of the mud and the mess.
Right.
So, possibly.
Okay.
And we will have a bill.
Perfect.
But it was so late last year.
Yeah, it was kind of. Okay. So go on to the super.
equipment.
That was part of the proposal of $50,000 to get this for the. So when we talked about expecting them,
he allocated $6,000.
Perfect. Anything else from Ryan? Yes, Candy.
How many colored shirts or each size of the shirt? So, I don't want to lose shirts. So, what is it? Are they going to be available? So,
Oh, money. Hey, but go.
Mind come up here though, people on the phone can hear you better.
We need to replace
right away. No reason for that number.
Yeah.
stolen. You just need to send an email out. Broken.
We talked about it in our weekly meeting. Stolen at that point. But we did find a part, and then we
kind of I found a used one online. I could have pulled that. That's available to leave them with them. But they do have it for about the same money.
You guys make the best decision you can.
In cabin 4, one of the box springs went dead, so up there. So we do need to replace the box spring.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, we got it from you. One for us. So, cabin 3, don't search out one company for the key on this. So, cabin 4, two twin beds, 2,000. And they could come take everything. And it's all those first beds, all the stuff. So, I don't know what to do with that. We crash it. You know, we there and that up. We keep that and save rent some money there too. But we would have to get everything new for the cabin.
I looked around on that online this morning. About 2 grand. Place off any mattresses, not mattresses, not, and that was two twins up there. And then John and Sunshine said you had a couple of couches that you might donate.
I think we're going to get a new one. We have a couch and a love seat. Please do that. I'll have that available.
That's what's in there now, too.
And if it doesn't do that, I found a full hide-a bed. It's shape on and that's another. So, for about $2,000, $2,200, you can replace everything in that cabin.
Okay, when we get to talking about cabin 3, we'll let her, because I have a bunch of questions about how we're going. The problem isn't necessary, and I understand we have to clean it up, but how do we avoid being in the same spot next year and having to do it all over again? But when we talk about cabin 3, we'll bring all that stuff up.
Okay. Hey, cool. We got the backhoe completely serviced. Yay. So, one machine down. We got that tree cut down and all of that. That was great.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Other than that, this is all overgrown in here. We've been working. We can't put poison in here because our animals graze in here, so we have to hand pick all these out. So we've been slowly working on areas, but it's been a fun job. So now we're. Yeah.
You can take some staples, pollute it, and use the sprayer and spray it.
There you go.
Yeah, but they won't pull the roots out. Anyway, we did as instructed for the quota, and he pushed us out 3 weeks and then never called us back. So we have to get up to him or find somebody else who will come out and service the quota.
So if you know somebody, you know, Larry.
Okay, that's you needed at the lawnmower bag.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're raking the lawn.
I thought you were.
Woo! Thank you.
Try it out and use to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
But then you just let me know if you want it, then we'll have to work something out for you to buy it. But it's sometimes with panel people's estate, you have to sell off their stuff. There was a lawnmower, so I brought it out.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, you just try to make sure it works on it, so it's almost new. Top of the line as far as the quality of it.
That's perfect.
And I think I can put it for you for $250, but use it first, and then we'll talk about it next week, whether I take it back or what.
Okay. We appreciate it. That's awesome.
And as far as getting the gravel up, and getting muddy, so as long as it's mowed down, I don't care whether you get rid of these things, as long as they don't get out of hand. It's just it's mud and grass keep cut away. Just that, like, 10 pounds there. I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time pulling weeds out of this stuff. I'd just let them, as long as they're ground up, the weeds are going to poke down and leave it.
The danger was when we were doing fire pits right there, if you let it go up and have bucktails of weeds that can ignite and spread fire.
There were some really tall ones, and we did pull those out.
It's a high use area, so I like when the summer reunion comes, you know, it's half back and forth between the gaps and stuff. This stay pretty fast, and it's very high use kind, and hard to keep grass growing back up there. So keep the rock, pull the stock tail like it's over there.
Well, we have regular mowers. We pick up in the hours and hours of breaking. So that's, we just close the bag and however it comes.
We can try this one and then see if it works.
One other thing we were going to mention, there's two cabins that checked out, 1, 2, and 4. The two small cabins, large cabins. So if you get, they just dropped it off yesterday, but that's how much bedding was found with just 3 cabins. So that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, I mean, that would take us 3 days to wash if it's a day like this, you know. So just kind of gives you a different perspective on the load that comes in. And that was just 3 cabins, so.
Blankets and stuff coming down that shouldn't come down?
Yeah, there's a cold quilt and a bed and like a fleece blanket over there. That whole bin is full of dust sheets and a whole other thing is towels. I mean, there's a lot coming down even with just 3 cabins. So we just maybe wanted to give you an idea of a better idea of kind of what we go through with.
Do you need to do anything more different to suggest people not bring down the blankets?
You know, I reprinted out a new sheet this year, and it was a little bit more forward, I thought. In fact, Cabin 1 was upset when they come down a little bit. They said, you know, I don't know why we can't bring our blankets special. And I was like, well, we just kind of hope that just the sheets in the mid sheet, like top sheet, and then the sheet between you and the blanket, generally blankets don't get real soiled. You know, we only have one washer and one dryer. And she said, well, we're up, not at you guys. It's just at the function. The ramp needs more, you know. And they're like, well, why can't you just take the laundromat? Like, well, there's funds involved in that, you know. Anyway, it's just kind of a general thing that happens with people. So that's just 3 cabins worth of laundry. So just check it out and just give you an idea.
We're not complaining.
Yeah.
We just want to show you.
Yeah, we just get perspective of 3 cabins. So other than that, these are great.
How about update on your knee?
I have another doctor's appointment. I just seen it on my calendar this Wednesday, Brent. Okay. Not listening here. But on Wednesday, I have a doctor's appointment at 4 o'clock in St. George. That's my big follow-up appointment. Wednesday is also my last day of physical therapy down in town. So I've been doing that here at home. And Brent gave us a stationary bike to use. We set up in our house, we just ride the bike and give that. So basically, the swelling has come down quite a bit in my leg, and we're about, doctor thinks we're about 70% there as far as full mobility, but we still have to do the PCL MCL surgery. So what they're trying to do is just get my leg fully functional enough to go through the next surgery. Next surgery we're going to put off until the winter time.
So he can recover and we'll have to impede on the workload here.
But we have noticed it's only been about a month and a half for me to get back to where I can be working.
Good. Any other questions for the caretakers?
Perfect.
Did you have something?
No, I was just wondering.
Oh.
Hey, this is Wayne on 284. I had a quick question for the caretakers.
Go ahead.
We've got a pet little potbelly pig that my daughter has had for a number of years, and we were wondering if the petting zoo would be interested in having this little guy up there.
Absolutely. Potbelly pig. Yes, they would be interested in having us.
All right, yeah, he's a good little guy. He's not a problem around kids and things, so we're due to come in on June 21st. We could bring him with us. You could get a look at him and see what you think.
Oh, no, you need to go ahead and bring him and drop him off.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to my daughter.
At the word, we also are ready to sell our goats. So $100 each for the baby.
Except for the black and white one and then the little one we bottle fed. We're going to sell one of the mamas that only produced one goat this year. We're going to sell one of the mamas that's not to say that she won't produce more. But one of them right there. That's
oh, yeah.
Cassidy. That's a sweetheart. Get around people.
Five babies and one adult. So $100 each, and then that'll go right back into those two.
We do have the two blonde ones sold to a lot owner, okay? So they're going to be here to pick them up here any time. They're going to pay $100 a piece for them.
Good.
Yes, I did have a question. Should we have an update on the pig? What kind of animals do we have there? How does it look for the summer? Yeah, no, we have baby bunnies right now, actually. We have 10 of them. Nine baby bunnies and two pregnant ones, so kind of try and keep babies all through the summer just because it's fun for littles. And then the baby goats. The goats should actually produce babies again in either August or beginning of September. So we bred them for one more time to try and get babies. So that'll bring in more money. We have two African geese that we get eggs about every other day.
Yeah,
and we sell them for $3 each.
$3 a piece.
Yeah.
They've been doing good.
And we get tons of chicken eggs. We're still selling them in town. We have tons, like 9 dozen here right now. So please, $4 a dozen. Come and get them. So, yeah.
I got a question on the inspector said a smoke alarm detector. Last year we had a problem with, you know, hydrocarbons and smoke detectors. Did we ever get new ones?
We do have some new ones in the store, yeah. And the ones we did buy last year, we did replace in some of them, but not in every room. He wants them in every room, right?
Yeah, we got them bigger. I don't think we need them in every room.
I think we need to talk about that when we get there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I was just curious if we had new ones.
Well, I was
curious.
Okay. There were several suggestions last year that so many families love coming down here and showing all the kids the babies and this and that to offset some of the cost. But the suggestion was to put some kind of a jar for voluntary
donation.
Oh, yeah, we were going to help feed them. I think we should put out my personal opinion in the beginning. So if they want to come down, it's $6. They pay $2. I mean, goodness, that can help us with the feed and that's my suggestion to the board to agree or not agree, put it in or not. So, I think we did agree on that, right? I think it was talked about. So we'll make that box this week and we'll get it up.
Also, Brad suggested to go buy some kind of a molasses-type feed, a sea feed, and sell them for $1 a cup. Feed the goats for the kids. That would be fun for them. Plus, that will generate the revenues to buy the feed.
Kids love feeding those goats. So.
Yeah.
They do that at the...
And Dagny, too. Dagny will eat that food.
We're still working on cleaning that up in there, but if you've noticed, we've got a teeter-totter that the goats play on. We have a little goat palace that we're going to make a little thing that we can get up and climb up, and we have tires sunken in the ground and trying to make it so that when people come, they're actually, the goats are entertaining themselves in there. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, they've had all. We do, any help to help clean it up when people are down here, too, maybe we'll make that suggestion there, too. Any help.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
I just. Who was offering the potbelly pig? We didn't catch your name.
That's Wayne Jensen, Wayne Jensen, Lot 284.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, just one more quick question. You were talking about a lawnmower.
Yes.
What type of lawnmower was it that you were looking for or that you have, or do you even need one now?
Well, I brought up one for them to try. It's a Honda self-propelled. It should work for them, but I wanted to try it out first. If that works, then that'll be taken care of.
It has to have a bag to catch the cuttings.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious. We're going to be moving soon, and I've got a couple of lawnmowers that I'm moving to Vegas, and I have no lawn, so I'm going to I have a Honda push mower. It's a Honda gas push mower, though. It's not self-propelled. Has a catcher. And then potentially I even have a Sears lawn tractor.
Do you have any idea what be asking or wanting for the lawn tractor?
I would consider donating it. But I just wanted to see what your needs might be. And
yeah, there's enough grass here that a ride on lawn tractor would help out a lot.
All right. Well, I'll talk to my wife. We can be back in touch, see if that's something we can do.
Perfect. Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is in our last meeting, we voted on and approved the new rules and regulations, but wanted to have a final draft. Mariah?
Yes.
On the rules and regulations. Everybody get a copy by email on the board of this. Did anybody look into, are there any other additional grammatical or other changes?
I still have, I stated, I think earlier, a concern of mine, and it's still a concern. There's part of it on the fees that it works really well for people who have a lot of people coming. But if a couple or even up to four people, it's a pretty big increase in their cost. In other words, we have guys like, there's a number that I can think of, Doyle offhand. He comes out and he rents one, and it's just him and his wife. And even the smallest fee of $25 a night, it ends up a lot more money for him than it would be under the old rules at $50 reservation, $2 a day of fees, $2 a day of fees for the place to pay. And you got to get above six people for that to not be an extra cost to those people. That was my concern.
Okay. Do you have any suggestion on how to solve your
problem? I figured you would ask that, and I don't have an answer for it. But I don't know. There's just something wrong with it to me.
I kind of fought this battle previous, and there's a great need for us to have something in place to move forward. And so all of those issues at any board meeting, we can put it on the agenda, and we can work on anything that we have problems with. But just to get the document out there.
I'm good with that. In fact, I said so before whenever I voted yes when we were to go. But it still has bugged me, and it's been on my brain. See, it doesn't hurt me. I have enough for my family that comes out. It's a wash. And when the Hunt family comes out, it's a profit for them. It's their big prize. In other words, it works out better for them. And but whenever you get down below six and below, it doesn't work so well. And if there's only two, it's killer.
let me ask you this, and any of the board members have any input. Have you had anybody complain or tell you, hey, it's too high, or are we trying to figure out what we're doing?
I personally helped.
The only solution that I can see is a problem that John's pointing out specifically is add a third tier. You know, we've got the big cabins, we've got the medium cabins, and then, you know, two small groups. But I'll tell you my feeling. I'd rather go through this season and see how it works. And then at the end of the season, have to take that data and determine, okay, how did it affect us, and how many complaints did we get, and how many, you know, what are we able to accomplish? I think we need to give it a chance. That's just me. Let's see how it goes.
We've got a chance, and we'll just see what, how the member feedback gets us.
Sometimes individuals or students want to have the garden cabin. They want number one. So when you take that big cabin, and then you only have two people in it, that is a price situation that comes into play.
Sure.
So there's like...
Obviously, if there's a concession, they can't have something like that. You know, they just
but if they're willing to pay for it...
Well, they're willing to pay for it, then it doesn't matter. But I know there's something come out here, and maybe she's come out here. And she's by herself now. And she says, I want to rent a cabin for a week. That's $175. Yeah.
Well, we've turned this around several hundred different ways. Yeah, the answer is yes, we could, but then they're stuck with that cabin. Again, I think we kind of leave it how it is for right now. We've made some adjustments. We haven't given them a chance to run even through one season. I think we need to give them a chance. What's that? Okay. All right. Any other questions or concerns with the school? I think we need to call for a vote to approve the form as they are, as we came out of the last meeting with.
It's not the approval as in its full draft. Current draft.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. John, did you vote?
I didn't vote yet.
Okay. All opposed.
I have opposed it previously, but I think it's important that we need to get something in place and move forward on.
All right, I'll go with it. But I have my reservation.
Understood. That's you know quarter.
I'm happy now.
I can calling over here.
I vote present against this. There's some reservations that I have, but I think it's important to take these.
Well, so even the two negative votes is 3-2, so it passes. So those rules are adopted in the last advance to get a final draft from Mariah and post it. Again, we can revisit this issue at the end of the season. It's not permanent, but and I think we need to do the best we can to make it as simple as possible, eliminate extra work from Mariah and those that are handling the reservations, but also be fair. So I can tell you that whatever money we raise from the cabins is not enough. Because as we'll talk about with the inspection report and other things, you can't continue to use the cabins for nothing and then they turn into junk piles that nobody can use. Yes, sir.
There, by chance, the father is any kind of a feedback sheet in each of the cabins that people can proactively give feedback, or they will be able to do a lot more of a grab, of course. Based on Phil, do we have a seat in each cabin that people can write down suggestions, comments, and things?
I didn't know.
Okay. You gotta quit just writing on there. Is that right? Look into the cover.
Barry, can I interrupt for just a second?
Yeah, Vance has something to say here. Go ahead, Vance.
Yeah. I'm saying to the other people, people on teleconference, some of you or one of you is not on mute. I can hear your keyboard. You're wiping out the audio for all of us. So anybody on teleconference, unless you're actively speaking, please put yourself on mute. Thank you.
All right, Mariah, did you have something else?
Oh,
some other comment?
I was just going to what Brad said, that we also actually keep that so that it's not thought of in the cabin afterwards. Oh, yeah. We do get a lot of people.
Perfect. All right, number 7. Deer Springs Ranch, CCNR. I send out a draft of the latest revised version to each of the board members, just so everybody that's here can understand. Prior to last annual meeting, I drafted a set of bylaws which passed, and a set of CCNRs to replace our old ones that did not pass. One of the big concerns was brought up by Brent and others that he had talked to about a provision in there related to being able to go on and clean someone else's lot, etc. That's all been taken out. But then we had a lengthy discussion about whether or not to allow for the association to sell or not sell or divide or not divide common area properties. That part, after our last meeting, was voted down and taken out. So I have now prepared a version of the protective covenants or CCNRs that does not include, that just says that anything related to the selling of lots or property is under the statute, our state statute, which is what we're bound by anyway. I think it's important that we get this out again to the members for a vote. Hopefully it'll pass so that we have a set of CCNRs and bylaws that match each other. The bylaws we have right now are bare bones at best and don't address many of the issues. And I know there are other issues that we'll have to address moving forward, but anyway. And does anybody have any comments or concerns with the draft that I sent out? All right. I'm going to call for a motion and a vote to present that draft to the members for their comments and input, and then to be put on the agenda for the annual meeting. Anybody going to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Anybody second it?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. We'll move that along. Oh, any opposed? Sorry. Since everybody said aye,
I didn't figure we had to go jump to that.
So, Mariah, let's take that last draft. Send it out to the membership along with us. This is going to be on in the voting package. We just email it for now. We don't want to send it. But it needs to go out with the ballots and everything else and see if we can get enough votes to have it pass.
Okay, so I'm going to send an email right now and a paper copy later when I send out.
When I send out the ballot.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be thoughtful at maybe the next meeting or the August meeting if this goes out to the membership to allow some time on the agenda to say, now that it's out, meeting members have any comments on it or reactions to it, so therefore...
Yeah. What we want to do is send it out in email along with the request saying, review this and let us know if you have any problems so that we can have a discussion before the final before we prepare the final ballot.
Right. And I'm saying later in the summertime, actually have that on our agenda. So if anybody has questions to call in or be at the meeting,
it's a good idea. Mariah, just put it on each of the agendas between now and the annual meeting.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is review of cabin inspection report. I'm going to turn the time over to my friend Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm in charge of the upper cabin, and I've made a sheet down for what the inspector had suggested. I just summarized it. I didn't do 100%. So we'll have to discuss this. What I've come up with, I put it in two categories. The general thing that must be done, and the board's got to make a decision here. Number one, the carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. They want one in every room. In the past, I think we've only had one on each floor. I'm not so sure we need one in every room. So before we don't do anything yet with this until we make a decision. Propane tanks got to be secured with wire rope. There's a couple of cabins like number four. If there was an earthquake, if the propane tank rolls, it'll go all the way down to pond one almost. Other cabins won't do that because they're on flat ground. So, but the ones that are, we're thinking about securing them to a tree, at least with a wire rope, so they can't move. He suggests removing dirt from all of the cabins that are up against the building. And I'm in favor of that also. We have to put concrete wallboard around it to stop it, but some cabins aren't being damaged by it, so we'll have to do it by the ones that need it the most first. He suggests that hanging wires should be capped off. I don't know about anybody here, but I've been in these cabins since 1978, and I used to hang the Coleman lantern on the wire because I don't want to screw a screw in the wall. So the upper cabins have no electricity, so the exposed wires pose no danger. But that should be a board decision again. Number five I've listed as a red one in color. All the broken pipes and vents on the roofs that are breaking off. There's vents for toilets, there's vents for water heaters, there's vents for fireplaces. All those vents must be repaired and replaced, so we're going to have to do that. Water leaks in all the bathrooms, you should check them in the kitchen. Woodpecker holes are common to all of the cabins. Outside paneling that's coming loose has to be taken care of. And I've done it in red, and Rachel and Phil have already done this with Brent. All the refrigerators and stoves are being vented to the outside, so we have to make sure that those vents are working good. I recommend using a bottle of spray soap to check for leaks, in case there's any. That refers to all the cabins. Metal flashings on fireplaces and other areas got to be checked. All windows and screens. So that's for every cabin. Then I've made them a list for each individual cabin, which was stronger. I've got 7 copies, so all the board members got one. I'll get one for Phil and Rachel. But there's something the board's got to make a decision on some of this stuff, because Rachel and Phil, cabin number one, one thing that does concern me, and I didn't notice it, and I've been there lots of times, is the vent coming up out of the water heater. The vent goes up and actually goes downhill and then goes outside. Just cut off a couple inches and drop it down so it's a steady slope. So that's kind of critical, but I don't think you need any parts or tools for that other than just 10 snips and cut off 2 inches and drop it down, because it does. Yeah.
Does it go up?
Yeah.
Up over and then up again?
No, it just goes up and then it
goes
down.
Yeah, it comes out of the tank, then it goes downhill and then it goes outside. So technically, that shouldn't do that. Actually, you know, the overflow pipe's the same way. When I had my house at Vegas redone because of a recall, the water overflow came down and went uphill and came down. He says, that can't be. But that's got to be gravity fed all the way. Why? It's under pressure. Why do you need gravity? I don't know, but that is a law in Vegas that the drain overflow has to be downhill. Whether these are or not, I don't know. He didn't mention those, so we may not have to. I'm going to give this list to John, and you work it out with him, not me, as far as whatever's important.
When you're finished there, I have a question, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time for it, but since you're talking about the cabins, I want to talk about it.
Okay. And the last one I got for everybody is all the cabins. The decision, the major decision for taking care of rodents and the hydraulics of the dirt moving to cabins and crushing them is going to be a board decision, especially on cabin number 3. The dirt's trying to push the cabin down the hill. So we'll have to go over those and make some decisions. But I got a copy to John. I'll get a copy to you. And then whatever he comes up with on a schedule. That's what I just said. The only one left is cabin 3 for the hydraulics.
John, do you want to have to say something before?
Yeah. On the cabin, we have members that have come out and running cabins, and then they begin to modify things around the cabin. And I think something ought to be done about it, because in one case here, we have members that have come up and to a cabin, and we've had stones, rocks, placed over leach lines there. We're going to have to put larger ones.
Yeah, at cabin 1 specifically.
Yeah. We're going to have to put larger ones because they pick them up and move them so they would have... Ron? Please, okay? Please. Anyway, we have those rocks placed over the leach lines for a reason. The leach lines have got to be, they got to breathe. And when they drive cars over them, park over them, it packs them down and makes them inefficient.
Right.
And this has been done. I don't know. They see the rock there and a straight line over. I don't know why they think they can just do that. Huh?
Are they taking the rocks to build the fire ring?
And they built, that was the next thing. They've taken them to just park, but they've also taken them to build, maybe it's other rocks too, to build fire rings. And we need to do whatever it takes, whether it be they got to be charged for replacement or fine. I don't care. They just have no right to come up there and start modifying things because it's hard enough for Phil and Rachel or anybody else that's working with them to keep that stuff up. Brett's been up there working on it, and they just come around and modify things. We need to do something about that because they are not. We refer to people as guests. I don't. You know, I have problems with words sometimes that I've discussed with words.
You have a spelling problem. You spell guest, P-E-S-T?
Yeah, that's right. They are not guests, in my opinion. They are owners, and as such, they ought to treat it as such.
Can we solve the parking problem by creating some more open and better parking areas and put bigger rocks around the beach?
Well, possibly. Possibly we can. It seems to me there's an awful lot of parking up around both in the front and the back there of cabin 1. But I don't know. Maybe they're bringing 10 cars up there.
Well, the problem starts when you have to repair that. And
you pick all those trees off.
And all of a sudden, people go, oh, we can back right up and unload
Suburban right here next to the door. And unfortunately, the septic tank's right there, and the leak field's there. And Alan, he put up some pretty big rocks. But they're man-movable. We need a machine movable, or we need a table. I think we've got to have some parking.
Yeah. We're also going to need the rocks by the propane tank, because people drive ATVs around that, and there's a water line that goes right past the propane tank to the... So we have to put big rocks there also. Or fix the propane tank and turn it sideways so they can't drive by.
Well, sounds like, as far as that goes, we know how to fix that.
We're gonna put big boulders up there.
But I still think that we need to put it out to them that they're not to modify, and they're absolutely not to build any fire zones. We're no longer building fires up here. I've had too many people that come up here with the wind blowing, and the sparks coming off the fire are level of the ground, shooting out across there, and they tell me they have a little bucket of water here, and I say, the fire's going to happen down there where you see that blowing.
And I thought of a wire rope, but I'm afraid tonight somebody else will see it and they'll trip over it. It's got to be rocks so people are safe.
We can do the rocks. We have plenty. I think we can find a few.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a mark. I got some we can buy.
Here's I'm going to make a suggestion on as far as the cabin inspection goes. What I think, since some of us are more versed in what this all means and doesn't mean, I would suggest that that Joe and Kathy, who are over cabins up and down, work with John and Phil and Rachel to come up with a priority list of here's the first priority, here's the second priority. But I don't think there's anything on this list that we're saying, no, we're not going to do. Now, when it comes to the fire smoke detectors and the... As far as that goes, I think building code requires there to be one in a common area. I don't think you have to have one in every single bedroom. That's just me.
We have to have one in every bedroom. That's for sure. We said in our last house, we have one house.
Smoke bedroom. Alarms in every bedroom.
Yeah, smoke alarms.
Required. Yeah. Whatever the other thing is called.
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide only has to be at sources that create carbon monoxide.
Then every roof level change, so upstairs and downstairs, you'd have to have one upstairs and then one in every bedroom.
And fire smoke detectors aren't all that expensive. Well, what I'd like to see those over the cabins work with John and the caretakers, figure out a priority list, and we just take care of these things one step at a time. Because I don't think we can, we're going to have our hands full of cabin three when we talk about that in a minute. Is that something that you feel you'd agree
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I work with John on it. Yeah, and Kathy.
And Kathy.
Yeah. And this list I got is mainly just for my cabins, but the general ones pretty much cover all ten of the cabins. So they all have the same problem. So we just got to use it as a guideline and go from there. I got one other suggestion. I talking about cabin one, it's bad with the septic tank. It's also bad with the fire pit. And I was going to call Brent, but I didn't get a chance to. How about we do an experiment on cabin one and put in a fire pit with a propane fire pit so people, because everybody wants a fire, but we just don't want a fire up there. The cabin down here, we can rent them a propane bottle for X number of dollars. They can hook it up and they can light the fire and turn off the gas, and there's no wood burning, no sparks. Would it be a good idea to put a experimental propane fire pit at cabin one just for see what happens?
I never usually use Joe and good idea in the same sentence, but Joe and good idea.
If they will use it like it's supposed to be, and not go stacking wood on the propane
fire,
then we got a problem.
We'll have to make exceptions when Rachel and Phil go up and check the cabin. If there's wood in it, then we'll have to write them a letter saying, you did this, we're going to fine you for it. You got to do something. We got to try something different, because every time we take the fire pit apart, they rebuild it. Because people come up here for a fire. Let's give them a propane fire. I'm having one. If it works out, fine. If not, then we'll take it apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it works out good, we can put them in other cabins, but right now I think we'll at least try it on one and see what happens.
Most propane fire pits are not, it couldn't be interpreted to be a fire, wood fire pit, too. Most of
no. Oh, yeah, you put the lava rocks in there, and
yeah,
people like to sit there.
Oh,
and I don't want to hook it to the big tank, because then they let it run all night. But we can rent them, if they want it, we can rent them a 5-gallon tank for X number of dollars. And if they empty it, we'll rent them another one. As long as we get enough money to refill it, no harm, no foul.
How would you suggest put around the thing? Bricks?
We should put maybe, cinder blocks around it and then put it in the middle. And
Let me give you a little hint around propane fireworks. It's not like a natural gas fire. Natural gas rises, propane sinks.
Yeah, true.
So if you're going to build a ring, you got to put vents.
In case you don't know, a propane in the wintertime, if you turn the oven on and the pilot light's not lit and you open the oven door, it's like a bowling ball. It'll actually roll out of the oven, hit the ground, it'll roll along the floor, and it'll actually roll out the door. Propane does not dissipate like natural gas. And when it's cold enough, it stays together like a bowling ball. So he's right. We have to be careful. There's got to be a ring around it with fence so it doesn't just go down the street. And
just discussing with the board approved a timeline. It's like to have something like this installed. See if it does work in the beginning of the summer, especially for just doing or just out there.
I think it's a really good idea. We vent it and we go. We buy lava rock in chunks so we can tone it up. We got a vent. The reason is because I'm not brilliant or anything like that. I built the business and we had rules and we made mistakes and we got to build them right. They have to be vented. And in order to keep some people from throwing firewood in, it needs to be toned up with these big hot little stuff that you go buy in a bag. It's got to be actual big cinders.
All right, who wants to check into getting one for Cabin 1 to the test program?
He looked at me.
We
need a professional builder, John.
I just bought myself
a licensed builder.
Damn. Keep your mouth shut, John.
I'll work with John.
Yeah.
I'll work with John. They have no diving board near it.
Could you possibly take with supplies?
Well, our next meeting is going to be just after July.
So the only thing is, they do it, have it before the 4th of July.
I've seen them before, and I think you can Google that, and they're manufactured out of a semi-truck stem with a in it grill and had to close it on the grill.
Larry, I'll take a pressure with him. You got this. We're good. Maybe we can use a tractor rip and then just put brick around it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. We've actually bought, I think they come from companies that are out of concrete, out of companies that make piping, big pipes. There's a big collar ring. It's about this tall. And it's got little notches already built in it all the way around. And we set those course when we had the floor of the pool deck, and we leave this center part out here for the firing and move that over instead of the harness. And it's already this high, and then we can work with it. It's already a ring. It's already a ring this big around. And it's already got these knobs in it. Is there a company you're constructing around
here? George, I don't know what it's called, but you see Sword and Street Bass in Washington, and they make those for sewer manholes.
Those are perfect for that, because it's already there.
Hank's got something to say.
That's a good idea, but I think that's be okay for a small cabin, but I think for cabin one that wants something a little bigger.
Bigger than
a good idea, though, yeah.
Oh, I bet we can use some of the old culverts we've got.
I have a concrete saw, so we've got a 14-inch diamond blade, and I have five blades.
And have a nice oval ring.
It's a big house of honor. It'll cut this house down.
All right, let's move to the last thing on our agenda. So you guys are going to work, and then at next meeting come back with a suggested list of how we tackle these hazards. Is that right? Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you look at that, I've got one issue that's so good. We have to replace one of our propane.
We have to do what now?
Every propane tank we have is our barbecue, and every cabin.
We're outdated.
And Home Depot, if you take those tanks,
exchange them.
Exchange them, and they give you a brand new full tank that's up to date. Motion that we do that.
Who are we buying propane from right now?
Arcane.
Will they not switch them out?
Hey,
I know Amerigas in town would do that. I bet Arcane would. That's who we do.
I filled all of them, but four tanks.
I filled them all. Okay, switch them out. See if Arcane will do that. If not, we'll figure out plan B. Last thing is cabin three.
We got a cabin three?
Might not be called a cabin.
My first question is, how did it get as bad as it thought?
That bad as it was.
In that way?
It's absolutely that bad as it was. And now, first year, I will say, this is the first year we've had.
Oh. Added to the mix.
So we've had plenty of, you know, we've had plenty of pack rats. We've had mice of the year. This year was acceptable. But it's not that acceptable.
Now the floor hydraulics has been up. I slept in that cabin in 1978. The floor was worse then.
Well, we replaced the entire floor once.
Yeah. But yeah, the hydraulics are still going under though. We need to put a retainer wall between that hill and the cabin all the way around to the back so that
that was supposed to have been done when Paul was working on it.
That hasn't ever
been
completed.
And the rain gutter is supposed to because of the water comes off the roof, and it just pushes it down, and all that dirt is right against the cabin, and it just works out there.
We need to do that, and then dig the dirt away and put concrete wallboard all the way around that so the mice can't get up under it. Otherwise, there's no sense in cleaning it.
Well, you guys know that we go ahead and
unless we stop them coming in.
Okay. The thing about it is, the thing that worried me, and I bought and paid for them, I bought these guys 5X2s for them. And in there, because I was worried about them. And then the guy comes in, of course, they got a dead on the roof, and then the guy, you know, says, put all this stuff away. We'll come in and keep on it. You guys can have
Turn the building down?
I can't out. Further?
that is, it's going to be a little, that probably needs to be eliminated as we find it.
No, what you need to put in there is you need to have the steel wool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steel wool, that's spray foam, so they can't chew through it. And not the fine steel wool, it's a real coarse.
I put it in with the screwdriver, then put the steel nozzle and the spray foam into it and put it up in it.
You got to, well, got to remove the porch and the deck and go all the way around and put wallboard down. That's the only way to stop them from getting underneath there.
It seems to me, and I could be... seems to me like you need to keep cabin 3 offline as much as possible this summer and dig around it and basically do a complete renovation on exterior. I'm not interested in getting new couches and beds and everything else. I have to do it over again. I want to fix the problem on a more permanent basis on the outside before we move in.
I think you need that little Traco of Steve, was it Steve Lloyd?
Steve Lloyd.
He can probably get in there and then dig a trench all the way around that, and then we can put wallboard down. But you can't get a big enough, a big backhoe won't fit in there.
You're talking about for the retaining wall?
For the retaining wall, yeah, or concrete reinforced.
Well, I think your park is just barefooted, and that sounds like water's running around down there.
Definitely going down there. We gotta be able to evacuate that water. And I don't know if we can take down a hill there to do that. But if we could get some stuff up against the wall and some sort of a French drain in there, we might be able to.
Probably slope it around north.
Yeah, slope it around.
We terraced it. Well, the only way I've ever seen that is got to have to drain the
air. Yeah, that's right.
Then you direct that water out.
The water's just going to ruin whatever you do.
And you're going to have to put a gutter system on the roof. That's the water there also. There's no sense putting new stuff in there.
I'm totally against spending money.
Does that cause you any grief?
No, we've had one cancellation because it wasn't available. We've had another member who said he's willing to send camp down to other cabins yet for area for a reunion. So far, I have to just say on all of these issues, on the cabin fees, on moving people up. Anyways, out of cabin 3 and then also with cabin 7, we've had very supportive members. I haven't had hardly a complaint. We've had a couple discussions, but it hasn't been a problem. Logistically, yeah, it's tricky, but otherwise, our members are great. They're very supportive and understanding.
Well, I just think cabin 3 needs to become a priority because as much as it's not necessarily usable at this point. Now, I will also say, and maybe I'm just a sidewalk, but $3,000 to have a sanitary straight down with Clorox, no. But for somebody that went out of the area, first of all, I work with a lot of those bastards clean up people, and they don't do that good a job anyway. I think we can do a better job ourselves. Of course, I'm not the one here, so. I think before we get into that too far, I think we need to dig away from the cabin and get the outside, you know, mouse proof and waterproof and those kind of things, and then work our way in from there.
Are you thinking about a professional coming in, or who do we have to do that?
Because as far as the cleaning, as far as the excavating?
No, big excavating and doing this kerosene effect. Who do we have? Who do we know?
I've got my meeting out here right now. I just don't have time unless I get off that time. I've got too many employees in jail.
I understand that, Larry. The key is, if this becomes a priority, to have it maybe ready for the end of the summer, we've got to know what we're going to do. Because I'm gonna throw this out right now. The number of times that Joe and I have worked with previous ranch caretakers, and they've worked with us to get things done. Now, Kathy's up here, and she's doing a tremendous amount of effort. And I know the effort, and weekend, and weekend, and weekend. Why get something done? It cannot be just because a board member is working on it. It's got to be big time, in there, getting it done, because no one really understands the effort that has to be put into this.
You need more volunteers.
Either more volunteers, more professional, and if we have to pay for it, we're going to have to do it. If that's what we have to do,
yes. I'm
okay.
Well, I got my hand and he just answered it, and he told me to tell you this. You know, there's only so much that we can do here, only so much talent, especially when it comes to terrorists and what have you. Sometimes we just can't depend on volunteers, because they're working and trying to make a living. And so we can only get them when we can get them, but that doesn't mean they're qualified to do certain things. And Bill and Rachel, some of that stuff is way too much. We can't put it on. We have to just say, I'm going to have to hire somebody that has the equipment and the skill to do that job, so we can move on instead of drag it out and drag it up and drag it out.
Well, understand that.
Huh? Well, if he has a mini hole, it ain't gonna. I think it ain't gonna work up there. But do you think that?
It's gotta be a mini hole.
I mean, Larry, most more than anybody here.
I think we can collectively and with volunteers do the inside stuff, but the outside stuff needs to be done sooner rather than later. And I think we have to hire somebody to do it, so that they're just there. Or whatever we do, and we get them over. And then all tears are coming.
Exactly. I think it's going to work.
But I think rather than wait and leave Gavin offline, we need to get that stuff done.
For volunteers, it's a scheduling thing. Things have to go. This is the problem we got in seven right now here. We got volunteers that are working their tails off. And Kathy is most certainly working her tail off. And Phil and Rachel's been up there working their tail off. But right now we're sitting here that this party wants to do this, and this party's got. I'm sitting here and saying no, because it has to go in a certain order. It has to go in a certain order. We're putting a towel, we're putting a tub up. A new pan up there for the shower, they've rebuilt the structure of it that holds the floor now, because it was big time. Kyle doesn't like to move. It likes to break when it moves. And I kind of know that, because for 53 years I've been in the tile business. So we're kind of going backwards here on this thing here. We got to shoot the plumbing to their extent and we got to put in the flooring on top of the work that they just did. Then we move on to the hardy backer, then the moisture vapor membrane that's got to be put down, and then we do the tile. but it's been, they wanted to do a talk first and just do part of it, and somebody else be part of this, and it isn't happening. What it's doing is dragging out. Now people are getting angry with one another, and we got a problem. I'm saying we just start, and that sometimes you just got to hire somebody in other scenarios and let them do it so the schedule keeps moving. But if you got to wait 2 weeks for somebody that's going to come out and do it free, I guarantee you that ain't free, that's cost.
Well, you're over at Gavin's up there. Would you mind looking into getting somebody up
I'm I think we got to get the outside results to figure out. I don't think it's that hard. I mean,
but we do. We definitely know we got to throw away all the poor people. We're all.
As soon as get it out of there, don't leave it in there. Just put it out some later. Get rid of it now.
If the cabinet, definitely have it burned. Okay with that.
No.
So you know it's a far easier to build a new building than it is to do a major remodel on one. But the major remodels, old technology, all kinds of crap that come up, you never know what's going to run into it. It always takes a lot longer.
I'm just
having
to down and see
what we're running. Yeah, I think we take it down and see what we see. Alright. Yeah. Sounds like that's what the recommendation is. Okay. Any other discussion on cabin three? I think we have a direction to go. Anything that comes from the body of the membership? Scott, yep.
So that needs to be there. There's no longer a way to get
I know. That's why I didn't want get away from us before able to do it, than to play with how it looks better now. Okay, right. I don't want to. But if it doesn't go through, we have plans. So I know you're up on it, and I just want to make sure that the board's aware that we're ahead of that. The other thing was, I know there have been a couple of comments about the airport runway, wanting it cleaned again for planes. And is that something that we have someone qualified to do, or do we have to hire somebody for that? Or you're not interested in doing it?
Well, there was. Check that out.
Good on, Mary.
There's nobody going to land the plane on that thing right now.
No.
It's pouring all the heck from weather.
Now, what's the condition of our Kubota and mower?
The Kubota still needs to have some mechanic with that.
After I saw the email this last week, I looked at it a little bit greater. It would be better if mower was greater. We're not dealing with so much bother.
It might be open up there because it's not as condensed as
out here.
So
it's mainly weak. Yeah. So instead of brush control, but it's easier to do a better job straight. You know,
the brush over the hog is ready to go. It's operational, everything's straight and then sharpened and all that. The motor
run?
I have a mind of its own, so sometimes it runs just great.
John? I have a question. We're talking about mowing it good, talking about grading it. But if you'll remember, I don't think last year, when we on Race for Phil were going to practice with a grader out there, Phil says no. That must have been, it was last year. And he said no because it has, there was a reason for it. It had to be just so, so, so.
Yeah, they spent quite a bit of time trying to blade and kind of find the perfect angle of crown that's not cheap, so it runs off and causes rust. You got to blade it back to what it was. That's part of the reason why I think it's better to mow it than if you grade. I mean, it's rutted up pretty bad, but I can still put it back how it was here, and if there's all the extra fodder.
Right.
It turns the grading job into a...
Yeah, it only makes sense to get that stuff out of it. My question was, is there a certain way of grading? And I don't know what the... I just knew that he was kind of upset. Very specific.
John, would you put mowing that on there?
Hey, Larry,
are you going to do that?
That's more the airport, correct?
Mowing this air trip. I'll be out here every day next week, and I can grade it. I think I'll use it.
Doyle's like
trying to
then Patrick's got a client who wants to fly you.
Don't buy a helicopter.
Okay, John, before our next meeting, can you pick up where we're at on roads and stuff for our next meeting to come and
talk
about a plan?
Yeah, my plan may be that I somebody that I can get that can do it right now. I have one person that keeps calling me, and that's Roland Bean, and he wants to do it. Larry can't do it. Rachel and Phil have been practicing on that, and they could run a grader, but they're just up to the eyeballs. And
I think they've got their hands full.
They're way too full. And some places need a little more experience. And the only one person that I know that's got real experience with roads anywhere near here is sitting right there.
Come on, Larry. I need to sleep sometimes.
But no, he's got to go catch those fish so he can auction them off. There's a story that you can I can talk to you about a little later on that, but that isn't gonna cure. But I've already told Randy, because they're wanting to do some work in there, that I would fund the fuel in this year. I think they're planning on doing it. Now, I already told Randy, I will, if he'll furnish his fuel and his equipment and his tools to do it, I would be a fool not to furnish the gas, but to take it off of me.
What's your second issue?
The water line in there. I don't know if that's up there.
Just you guys.
All right.
Yeah, and I've already heard about that. So.
Awesome. Yeah, that's your neighborhood.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Sorry.
Josie owns it.
Yeah.
Okay, Candy?
I'm sorry, I have a question. But at last annual meeting, you made some movement with the auction. There was a suggestion that perhaps in summertime, you could have some kind of kind of cover. Because when you guys are sitting here and you're getting July and August, question was, could we buy something with some of that money over that we had taken and buy some kind of covers here so people don't have to sit in the sun and you guys don't have to be toasted? The idea was put out there, everyone thinks that I can't expect people to wait till summertime so something comes up and it's good. Now, we supposedly the ranch bought one. It had useful. But the ranch bought one. I don't know if it's still here. We still But their suggestion was to have another one. Instead of the annual meeting, we had the first time to use it. So I didn't know if the board was interested in looking into it and if they were something here that would have a little bit of protection from the sun for all of you as well as for the rain. Rain too.
Well, go.
I don't want that little one. That's not what I'm saying. I'm interested more in something like you're saying. It's like up the canopy. Because I know 3 years it has rained for the annual meeting.
Right.
Can I see if
if the board's interested, could I look with you to see if we can send some of that money, do something here to protect everybody when we have meetings?
I've had my years and years of practice. It pays, some pays, but it's still pretty good working order. But it is expensive to buy the fabric and then have it show up.
So we made what, over $1,400, $1,700?
I think you made enough money that you could probably be happy.
How much do I got to auction off this next
year? I think, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll do the budget of what we had for the meeting and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right. Next meeting, July 13th, I think.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Saturday.
It's scheduled for July 13th. Any objections, any problems? Same time, 11 o'clock, we'll have... There's one thing we need to do. So we need to have an executive session. And I'm having a hard time scheduling after that hour before the next meeting, or you guys are able to get together between now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just check me, Kathy and Phil there. Let's schedule an executive session. Talk.
What?
We'll talk about food. We need to address. Hey, take a look at the agenda. First, all in favor?
Aye.